Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Michael Saint-Cyr's Make Money Trading Options. Sophie, I have to be honest, every time I hear the word options, I picture someone screaming at a Bloomberg terminal. But this book made me feel like I could actually do this.
Yeah, Sam, I totally get that. But Saint-Cyr's whole point is that options don't have to be that casino vibe. He writes it more like a manual for becoming the house, not the gambler. And I found that reframe so refreshing.
Right, exactly. He starts by saying the biggest myth is that you need to be right about where a stock is going. I mean, that's pretty much what everyone thinks, right?
Oh, absolutely. Traditional stock trading is basically a binary bet. You buy and hope it goes up, or you short and hope it goes down. But options give you this whole spectrum of possibilities. And Saint-Cyr's big idea is that the real money is in selling options, not buying them.
And that's where the insurance company analogy comes in. The seller collects a small premium up front, like an insurance premium. And just like an insurer, you can be profitable if you understand the odds and manage the rare big losses.
Exactly.
He calls it the asymmetric bet. When you buy an option, you have limited downside but theoretically unlimited upside, which sounds amazing, but the probability of that upside happening is really low. The seller takes the opposite side, limited gain, maybe unlimited risk. But if you're disciplined, you can stack the odds in your favor.
Okay, so how do you actually stack the odds? Because this is where my eyes usually glaze over, the Greeks and all that.
Right, but Saint-Cyr makes them really practical. Delta tells you how much the option price moves with the stock. Gamma is the rate of change of delta, so it tells you how your risk accelerates. But the one he loves most is theta, time decay. Every single day, an option loses a little value as it gets closer to expiration.
And that's the seller's daily wage, right? Theta is literally your friend if you're selling.
Exactly. And then there's vega, which measures sensitivity to volatility. When the market is scared, options get expensive. A smart seller waits for those moments of high fear, those juicy premiums, to collect more upfront credit.
So what's the first trade he actually recommends? Because I want something I can start with.
He calls the covered call the gateway drug. If you already own 100 shares of a stock, you sell a call option against them. You collect a premium, and if the stock goes up, you sell at a predetermined price. You cap your upside but generate income. If it stays flat or drops, you keep the premium as a cushion.
That actually sounds pretty conservative. I like that. And he also talks about the cash secured put, which is basically a way to buy stocks you want at a discount, right?
Yes. Instead of buying the stock now, you sell a put option at a lower price you'd be happy to pay. You collect a premium upfront. If the stock falls to that price, you buy it, but your effective cost is reduced by the premium. If it stays above, you keep the premium and try again. It's a disciplined, patient way to value invest.
And then he moves into spreads, like the iron condor. That's where you sell a put spread and a call spread on the same stock, betting that it stays within a range. So you're literally profiting from stability.
Right.
The iron condor is a masterpiece of probability-based trading. You collect time decay from both sides. But Saint-Cyr is very clear that you have to manage risk. He says never risk more than 1 to 2% of your account on any single trade.
And that's where the psychological stuff comes in. He says the market is designed to exploit human emotion, fear, and greed. Most traders blow up because they abandon their plan when things get scary.
Exactly. He's big on writing down your entry, exit, and maximum loss before you trade, and then following it with robotic discipline. The goal isn't to be right every time, it's to be profitable over a series of trades. A 60% win rate can be very successful if you keep your losses small.
And he warns against revenge trading after a loss, that urge to jump back in to get it back. He says just step away. The market will always be there.
Yeah, patience is a competitive advantage. He also recommends starting with a paper trading account to practice, and then tracking every trade in a journal, not just the numbers, but your emotional state too. You might discover you make bad decisions on Fridays or after a big win.
That self-awareness piece is huge, And he talks about rolling a position. If a trade is going against you, you can roll it out in time to give yourself more room. But he warns that rolling can also be a way to avoid admitting a mistake.
Right.
It's a tactical tool, not a crutch. And he dedicates a whole section to black swan events, like the COVID crash. For an options seller, that's the nightmare. To survive, you diversify, keep a cash reserve, and maybe buy cheap out-of-the-money puts as insurance.
So the big takeaway for me is that you don't need to be a genius. You just need to be disciplined. Treat your trading account like a business. Focus on consistent cash flow and manage your risk.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. With 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. But really, Sincere's message is simple. Stop trying to predict the future and start managing risk. Be the house, not the gambler. We'll see you in the next one.